Free Spirit in the Morning. My name is Gary Zimek. So glad to be with you here on this Friday, January the 26th. We've got a fantastic show lined up for you today. Before I get into the details about the program, let's begin with prayer. Now, you know what I tell you every day. When we pray, we're speaking directly to the Lord. You know, it sounds like a silly thing to say, but we forget sometimes. And we want to make sure that we are praying our prayers, right? Not saying them, because we could go through the motions. We don't want to do that. The Lord is listening to us right now, and He really cares about what we have to say. We've all got struggles. We've all got difficulties. We've all got challenges that we're going to face today. So let's turn to our loving Father who loves us unconditionally and ask Him to help us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, we ask you. Well, first of all, we thank you for bringing us to the beginning of a new day. We thank you for your love. No matter what we do, bad, good, doesn't matter, you will love us unconditionally. Nothing will ever change about that. That is really cool. So we thank you for that, Father, and we ask you to help us. Today, we're going to face challenges. We will meet difficult people. We will be in situations where we're perplexed. We don't know what to do. We ask you to help us. And we ask you, Father, to use us to do your work so that we can lead others closer to you. We lift up those who are struggling today, those who are sick, those who are anxious, those who are dealing with all kinds of doubts, maybe even in despair. We ask you to help them, to touch them, to allow them to feel your loving presence. Father, we lift up those who are homeless, those who are homebound. We pray for our priests, our religious, our deacons. We pray for our Holy Father. We pray for an end to abortion. And Father, we ask that you speak through us on the program today so that your words could go out over the airwaves on Holy Spirit Radio. And help us all to be open to your message. We ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, I'm ready to go. I hope you are. My name is Gary Zimek. This is Spirit in the Morning on Holy Spirit Radio. We are the Delaware Valley's only local Catholic morning show. So blessed to be with you each day. We bring you the top Catholic guests in the nation, and also we bring you the top Christian hits. I mean, what a great combination. We're so blessed to be with you. Coming up on today's show, it's going to be a very interesting one. We have first Mary Elizabeth Spurry. She is the author of the new book from Ave Maria Press. It's called Making Room for God: Decluttering the Spiritual Life. Good topic for Lent, you know? And then Father Dave Pavanka will be here. I have wanted to get him on the show for a long time. He is the creator of the very popular video series, The Wild Goose. And many of you have been able to experience that. He wrote a book also for Ave Maria Press. The book is called Breath of God: Living a Life Led by the Holy Spirit. Anytime we can talk about the Holy Spirit on Spirit in the Morning, on Holy Spirit Radio, I'm very happy, because I think that the Holy Spirit is very much misunderstood. We need to learn more about the Holy Spirit and about how He wants to work in our lives. So anyway, settle in. We've got a great show, and I am so excited that we're going to be with you here for the next 60 minutes. Now, we like to celebrate special occasions on Spirit in the Morning. Today, in honor of National Peanut Brittle Day, the one, the only, Gary. Dave Parker. Dave Parker, good morning, brother.
Good morning, Gary.
You never know.
I never
how
know where you're going
you,
sometimes.
Right?
You know, and that, well, I love peanut brittle. How did you know? You know,
Frank
Eliason. Good morning, everyone.
Frank Eliason, our director of operations. This is the example of a team player.
Frank's mouth is
he plays along no matter what.
But it's kind of interesting. I was just at McCaffrey's Market yesterday, and they had a big thing of peanut brittle that I actually almost bought.
I love
and now
you.
I'm
you
kind of regretting not getting it.
Get out of here and go get that right now, Frank.
Today,
please.
See that? This show does not only inspire you, it educates you. So now you know it's National Peanut Brittle Day. Also, gentlemen, today is National Spouses Day.
Oh, yes. Mm.
So I want to say hello to my lovely wife, Eileen, on this National Spouses Day.
And we know Carolyn is listening, so good morning,
and
Carolyn.
I want to say hello to Barbara, who's in Maryland with our son, if she's listening. Because I've been texting her. Well, are you listening yet?
Well, yeah. That's good. So, yes, Happy National Spouses Day. And also, yeah. I mean, it's multiple national days. Today is also National Big Wig Day.
I swear sometimes you make these things up.
Actually, I know. Doesn't it sound...
He stayed up an hour extra last night.
It must be true. I read it on the internet.
But in all seriousness, this is actually a pretty interesting one. Okay, the story is that someone, and I forget the name of the person, they just took a picture. They realized people are suffering and people need to be lifted up. They took a selfie, and it started a few years ago, with a silly wig, and they shared it. Eventually, and I don't know all the details. You can Google it and find out for yourself. But somehow it morphed into some sort of a fundraiser for the American Cancer Society.
Very nice. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, something silly like that. And the point is I read.
Some people could take the picture without the wig.
I was going to say that. Yeah. Well, looking at Frank.
That's not going to be you. Okay, who's got the most hair?
What do you mean by that, Gary?
Right? Yeah. You're the only guy with hair here,
Parker. For our listeners. There's no camera in here.
Anyway, so...
We have two cameras. We just haven't used them yet. We should do that.
Well, there's a reason for that, right?
Yeah, really.
There's a reason why we're radio.
That's exactly right. Hey, anyway, so there you go. A little education today.
I resemble that remark.
So what's going on, boys?
The Three Stooges came out already.
Yeah. Doesn't take long. Doesn't take long. What's going on, boys? Dave, you got your Eagles shirt on
today?
Yeah,
I do. Yeah, and so does Frank. And Frank.
I'm trying to do different Eagles wear every single day.
Yeah.
It's getting harder, though. I'm getting to the short sleeve stuff, and it's a little too cold in the morning to wear some of the short sleeve stuff.
Well, Gary, during the intro, you were saying, I mean, the beauty of the Holy Spirit is Holy Spirit's everywhere. We're going to have our guests talking about that. Anyway, but the point is, then we're becoming pretty good sports radio people, maybe secondarily, but the Eagles, we've been doing a lot of Eagles stuff, and, as the run-up, we have about a week.
I think we're all caught up in Eagles fever, and I think that's a good thing. I think it's good for the city. I think that, at the same time, I did hear something on sports radio, and I have listened to sports radio when I haven't listened to WISP, but which is very infrequent. But one of the things that they said, though, is, we need to do what Belichick did, and we need to, if he's going to cheat, we need to cheat. I'm like, no, this is not what this team is about.
Absolutely.
This team, if you look at these players, there's a huge faith among each of them. It's about doing the right thing. Yeah. And so in our quest to win... Mm-hmm. And our quest to be Super Bowl champions, I pray that they stay inspired and stay who they are. If they stay who they are, I think they will win. Mm-hmm. I think they have the right mentality and the right everything else. Yeah. I think some of this stuff, I think we're now grasping at straws as to what to talk about for a two-week period.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Get ratings, for that matter.
Right.
Because a lot of this is about getting ratings.
If you hearken back, I mean, the Patriots, didn't they, where they were accused of cheating in the past? And that's why I don't like them.
I
don't like that. If you can't win fair and square, I grew up in the day and age where if you give it your all and you lose, I mean, you play fair and square. No cheating.
I have no problem not liking them or any of that stuff, but the reality is I don't step to someone else's level.
That's exactly right. We want to win fair and square, and we are going to win. There's my prediction. We are going to win fair and square.
What a concept. Fair and square,
folks. We will talk more about that next week for sure.
And we're playing like a well-oiled machine.
Let's take a look at the weather right now at the Philadelphia International Airport, 24 degrees, a few clouds. Today going to be mostly sunny with a high near 44. Tonight, mostly clear, low around 31. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 56 degrees. Boy, I'll take that for late January. At the present time in Willow Grove, 22. In Coatesville, it's 18. And over the river in Riverton, it is 22 degrees. Oh, boy, you guys are too predictable. All right, let's take a look at the gospel from today's Mass. Today's gospel comes from Luke chapter 10, verses 1 through 9. The Lord Jesus appointed 72 other disciples whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. And Jesus said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say peace to this household. If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves his pay. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you, cure the sick in it, and say to them, the kingdom of God is at hand for you. A pretty interesting message here in the gospel. These 72 disciples, the only time they are mentioned in the gospels is in the gospel of Luke. We hear about these 72 disciples. Now, these are an expansion of the apostles. They were the 12. Mm-hmm. They were the inner circle. They were the leaders. Mm-hmm. But these other disciples were those who followed Jesus and shared the good news with others around him. The message around them, the message here that I'm getting is, well, first of all, we are all called to do that as followers of Christ, as disciples, as Christians. Mm-hmm. We're called to share the good news. And it's very clear that Jesus is saying not everybody's going to welcome the message. Frank, we are called, as you said, you know, to be honorable, to do the right thing, whether it's in sports or in life. But not everybody's going to accept that. You're always going to get people who say, well, that's not true. That's a dumb message. Or you're not being practical with all that faith stuff. So we can expect that, and that's not our problem. Our problem is to do things the right way and share the good news.
Yeah, it's funny, though. I take something out of that, which was, you know, eat what's put forth before you. So, Robin, you know, when you get dinner, you're supposed to eat what's in front of you. Yeah. It's in the gospel.
Not sad.
Now, that's an interesting interpretation.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Counter that one, Robin.
Hey, Robin, I had nothing to do with that. That's all your dad right there.
And the Holy Spirit.
That's Robin, you and me, eye to eye, you know, I'm with you, so. But then again, I work for your dad, too, so I don't know, I'm torn.
Tricky.
Hey,
well,
Parker,
gonna,
get me out of this.
I was going to say, you know, we are all part of the, you know, we are the 72, you know, in this day and age. You know,
we
hear
right.
the word and we go out. That's our job. Wherever we are in our, you know, in our church, in our community, our neighbors, at our business, we are disciples. At different parts of the journey of our own.
Exactly right. So we're all called to share that good news in whatever way we can today. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Mary Sperry will be here to talk about how we can make room for God in our lives, decluttering and the spiritual life. Stay tuned.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for January 26th. Today we celebrate Saints Timothy and Titus. Today's two saints give us a glimpse of life in the early church. The zeal for the apostolate, the devotion to Jesus, the deep bonds of friendship that sustained them. Timothy and Titus were bishops who spent most of their time on the road. Both worked with Saint Paul and became two of his most faithful friends. Paul actually converted Timothy, who later joined him in his apostolic work, including the founding of the church in Corinth. Paul eventually installed Timothy as his representative at the church of Ephesus. Timothy died at the end of the first century, probably in the year 97. Titus became one of Paul's most trusted friends as they preached the gospel at Corinth and in Macedonia. When Paul was having trouble with the community at Corinth, he chose Titus to help smooth over the problems. His final assignment was the organization of the Christian community on the island of Crete. He died around the year 94. Both Timothy and Titus remind us that the world is saved not by what we do, but by what God does through the life He creates for us. There's more about the saints, along with inspiration and Catholic resources, at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Summers & Zims. Summers & Zims provides quality service in plumbing, heating, and air conditioning and refrigeration. They are proud to serve Westchester, Exton, Downingtown, Coatesville, and Kennett Square. They also serve southern and eastern Lancaster County. Summers and Zim's telephone number is 610-593-5129, and their website is sumzim.com.
Positively the best way to start your morning. Gary Zimak is on Spirit in the Morning.
What can I do to leave a legacy? How can I speak with authority when I can't see you? I can't see you. How can I know the dreams you have for me? How do I believe beyond what I have seen when I can't hear you? I can't feel you now. No, 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 no. You're my revival song. You start where I belong. On my knees, on my knees. When I'm weak, you're strong. You meet me here when I'm on my knees, on my knees. Oh, it starts with me. Try to work outside of you, knocking down doors I shouldn't be going through. But I'm so tired, I'm so tired. You take my burdens off of my shoulders. You break the lies that hold me back. So I'll know that you're enough. Oh, 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 oh. You're my revival song. You start where I belong. On my knees, on my knees. When I'm weak, you're strong. You meet me here when I'm on my knees, on my knees. Yeah, start.
And welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. My name is Gary Zimak. That was Tim Timmons. Starts with me. The time right now is 7:18. What a great message that is, by the way. Starts with me. You know, we, each one of us, we can make a difference in the world. Sometimes, I know it sounds idealistic, sometimes we forget, but it really does start with us. You want the world to be a better place? Go out there and make it a better place. Today, that's the challenge for each one of us. All right, we are joined now by author Mary Elizabeth Spurry. She's the author of the new book, Making Room for God, Decluttering and the Spiritual Life. It's from Ave Maria Press. We're going to talk about decluttering. Hey, Mary, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us in Spirit in the Morning today.
It's my pleasure.
All right. Decluttering. Let's talk about this, because decluttering has suddenly become a worldwide trend. Why do you think it is that it has become so popular?
It's really a new problem for the world. If you think about it, for most of history and for most of the people in the world even today, too much is not a problem. The problem is not having enough, not having enough food,
right.
water, shelter. So it's really a new problem. How do you deal with too much?
Yeah. Yeah. And let's talk about that. The type of decluttering that you refer to in the book, Making Room for God, is that a material decluttering? Are we talking about a spiritual decluttering or both?
It's both, because one of the things that I suggest in the book is that the process of physical decluttering
right.
can highlight some very important spiritual issues. And if we believe that God actually does care about everything in our lives,
mm-hmm.
the way we interact with the things we possess is an important aspect, too, and God cares about that.
You know, it's very interesting. We recently moved into a much smaller house, and we didn't think we had a lot of possessions, but we ended up having more than we realized. And, you know, going way back, I have always been a saver, and I've gotten better over the years, but I have this problem with, you know, it's so funny, the things that I've saved, they've changed over the years. But I still have that tendency. My big problem when we did the move was spiritual books and statues. And well, these are all good things, you know, but it's funny how I was holding on to things that I haven't looked at in years, just in case I would ever need them in the future. But I had to get rid of many things. And there was a certain freedom that came from doing that.
Very true. There's nothing like telling you how much you have. But packing it all in boxes so you can move it somewhere else.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. But one of my rules of thumb is if you can't access something and use it when you need it, why do you have it?
Absolutely. You know, it's almost becomes a security blanket for me anyway. I just thought, well, maybe I will need this, even though I haven't looked at this book for 5 years. But there's something about not, you know, there is a spiritual component to this, too.
I have the exact same problem, so I relate completely here. And one of the issues is it's a lack of trust in the providence of God.
Oh, boy. Oh, now you're talking.
We don't talk about providence very often.
Yeah.
Divine providence. Not a city in Rhode Island, though it's lovely. but the providence of God, the belief that God will provide.
Oh, boy. All right, let's go there, Mary. I was hoping you wouldn't go there because it's painful, but it's so true. In the Lord's Prayer, the way Jesus taught us to pray, he said, use these words, give us, Father, this day. Our daily bread. Give us what we need today. When I pray that in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, well, you know, here's what I need today. And then I want to be secure for this week and the rest of the month and then the rest of the year. This daily seeking what we need from God can be challenging, can it?
It can. And one of the stories that I tell in the book, I remember about, 13 years ago now, I went to Kenya on a mission trip.
Mm-hmm.
And we were visiting one of the slums outside Nairobi, and we're meeting with some young children. And these two lovely girls, Florence and Gladys, I will never forget their names, were there, and they were taking me around. And we were showing pictures. I was showing pictures of my dog and my house and things like that. And
mm-hmm.
they were showing me their things. And showing pictures of a dog is always a great conversation starter. And they said, looked at my house and said, oh, who lives with you? And I said, oh, just my dog and I. I have my own house.
Yeah.
Because in the United States, that's a big deal. And they looked at me like, oh, we're so sorry for you.
Huh.
I mean, all their possessions in the world fit in a small footlocker.
Wow.
And they felt bad for me because I had no one to live with.
Wow.
And I mean, it's very odd to be pitied by someone in that situation. They had no family. That's why they were living in this shelter.
Mm-hmm.
And they felt so bad for me because I had no one to live with me. We have our possessions
right.
as a way, they're sort of like the adult form of a blanket fort to keep other people out and to keep us safe.
Wow.
To keep us from relying on other people, to keep us from relying on God. We rely on our things because we can control them.
Mm. Oh, you're so right. Boy, that's what an incredible thought. We're talking about the book Making Room for God, Decluttering in the Spiritual Life. It's new from Ave Maria Press by Mary Elizabeth Sperry. Mary, we are maybe a couple of weeks away from Lent. a great time to look at ourselves and say, all right, what can go? What can I remove from my life, physically, spiritually, in order to make room for God? If somebody's listening and maybe wants to do that and begin, where would you recommend they start?
I always suggest starting very simply. First, don't make it worse. So that's okay. A great thing to do during Lent. Make a conscious effort to bring as little as possible into your house. Stop shopping for entertainment.
Wow.
Eat the food you have in your house. Don't just buy extra stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stop the online shopping where you can fill your cart with, in one click it's come into your house.
Yeah, it's too easy.
Just buy, if you need to buy something, you have a small child, you will probably need diapers. Please buy diapers. We all want you to buy diapers.
Yes.
Stop the damage. Stop the hemorrhaging.
Mm-hmm.
And then pick, in the first week or so of Lent, pick one thing that drives you crazy with the clutter. Everybody has one.
Mm-hmm.
One, the mail table, the kitchen cabinet where time you open it, everything falls out.
Yep.
The clothes closet that you actually cannot put anything into anymore. Pick one thing and make it your goal before the third week of Lent is finished to have cleaned that space.
Okay.
Because, human beings, we actually follow the laws of thermodynamics, too. An object at rest stays at rest.
That
an object in motion stays in motion.
Right.
So it's getting past the inertia that's the challenge. So use Lent to get through that. But also don't forget the spiritual side.
Mm-hmm.
Do spend some time thinking about what makes you accumulate things. And this one thing they talk about in the book, having a cluttered house is not a sin. Having a messy house is not sinful, but it can help us to see where the sins are in our lives. So we talked about the lack of trust in the providence of God.
Right.
Greed, gluttony, sloth, my personal favorite.
Mm.
I'd just rather sit here and, scroll my Facebook feed
instead of
clean the house.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many things, we don't finish tasks. So it adds to the clutter, We do the dishes, but we never empty the dishwasher.
Right.
Then, of course, we can't do the next load of dishes, so they just sit in the sink.
Yep.
And it builds on each other. So we have to, it's not enough just to do the decluttering. We have to actually do the serious spiritual work of looking at, why are we trusting our possessions more than God?
Exactly. And that is a very common problem and one that I'm struggling with in my own life. So I want to thank you for writing the book, Making Room for God, Decluttering the Spiritual Life. And it's from Ave Maria Press. And I also thank you for coming on the show and having this discussion. Mary, we're going to put a link to where our listeners can purchase the book. We'll put that on spiritinthemorning.com. And I want to thank you for the work you're doing. And I wish you a blessed Lent.
You too. Take care.
All right. Thank you so much. Mary Elizabeth Sperry, the book, Dave Parker, Making Room for God. She struck some nerves there when she was talking about trusting in God's providence.
Absolutely.
I can relate to that.
Yeah. In my family, hoarding, there's someone that has an issue of hoarding, but based in a tragic loss of someone, my mother. And they went into a depression, and that's but the possessions you got to watch.
We do. You absolutely do. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Father Dave Pavanka, and we'll chat about the Holy Spirit. I hope you can stick with us right here on Spirit in the Morning. We will be right back.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. A business owner in Benton, Kentucky says up to 100 students ran to his cleaning company after shots rang out yesterday morning at Marshall County High School. Mitchell Garland's own son was one of those students taking refuge. Authorities have not released the name of the 15-year-old suspected of shooting and killing two students and injuring another 17. On this feast of St. Francis de Sales, patron saint of journalists, the Vatican is releasing the Pope's message for the 2018 World Day of Social Communications, which takes place on May 13th this year. Fake news is the focus of his message under the theme, "The Truth Will Set You Free, Fake News and Journalism for Peace." The Holy Father says in the message, quote, "I would like to invite everyone to promote a journalism of peace. By that, I do not mean the saccharine kind of journalism that refuses to acknowledge the existence of serious problems or smacks of sentimentalism. On the contrary, I mean a journalism that is truthful and opposed to falsehoods, rhetorical slogans, and sensational headlines. A journalism created by people, for people, one that is at the service of all, especially those, and they are the majority in our world, who have no voice," end quote. The Pope also sent a message to the World Economic Forum taking place in Davos, Switzerland this week, saying it is a moral imperative and a responsibility that involves everyone to create the right conditions to allow each person to live in a dignified manner. And hundreds of thousands of Puerto Ricans faced losing their homes upon the expiration of a 3-month moratorium on mortgage payments that banks offered after Hurricane Maria devastated the island. Lenders are starting to demand payment from Puerto Ricans still struggling to make ends meet amid continuing power outages and a post-storm economic crisis. Even worse, many people stopped making mortgage payments after the hurricane because they thought the moratorium was automatic when it was not. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
This Lent, beginning on Ash Wednesday, February 14, 2018, Pope Francis and Catholic Relief Services Rice Bowl asks you to share the journey with migrants and refugees around the world and locally to combat hunger, with 75% of donations distributed globally and 25% in our local communities, supporting initiatives that help alleviate poverty, chief among them, feeding the hungry. So this Lent, all of us are being asked to not only collect money, but go beyond fully encountering the causes of migration and displacement by prayerfully discussing around the family table and in our parishes the challenges faced by our fellow Christians here and abroad. To learn more about CRS Rice Bowl, visit crsricebowl.org.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Simak.
On the living room floor for the 15th time today, matching up socks, sweeping up lost Cheerios that got away. You put a baby on your hip, the color on your lips, and head out the door. And while I may not know you, I bet I know you. Wonder sometimes, does it matter at all? Well, let me remind you, it all matters just as long as you do everything you do to the glory. Maybe your shirt says your name. You may be hooking up mergers, cooking up burgers, but at the end of the day, little stuff, big stuff, in between stuff, God sees it all the same. And while I may not know you, I bet I know you. Wonder sometimes, does it matter at all? Well, let me remind you, it all matters just as long as you do everything you do to the glory.
Welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. That was brand new from Stephen Curtis Chapman, the name of the song, Do Everything. Boy, great reminder for us. My name is Gary Zimak, and it's so great to be with you here today. The time is 7:36. All right, we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit. I love talking about the Holy Spirit, and it's not just because the name of this show is Spirit in the Morning, and it's not just because we air on Holy Spirit Radio. It's because the Holy Spirit, He is so important, but yet so much misunderstood. We don't understand and appreciate the Holy Spirit. So I'm never going to pass up a chance to talk about the Holy Spirit. Father Dave Pavanka is a nationally known author and speaker, and he leads pilgrimages to some of the holiest sites in the world. He spends much of his time helping others come to know God's love for them. That's an important point. God's love for them through preaching, writing, spiritual outreaches. He has written several books, including Breath of God, Living a Life Led by the Holy Spirit. You may know him from the excellent video series, The Wild Goose. You can find him online at thewildgooseisloose.com. We have now with us on the phone Father Dave Pavanka. Father Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Gary. How are you this morning?
I am wonderful. Father, I've got a problem, though. This is, I'm going to share this with you right off the bat.
All right, let's not waste any time here.
Yeah, you know, I have all these questions. I love the book.
Okay.
But the Holy Spirit is haunting me with something. In the very first episode of the Wild Goose series, you talk about this concept, God loves you. Father, it's so simple. It sounds so trite. But so many of us don't understand that, and I think that's crucial. I wonder if you could discuss that and why that's so important.
Well, it's really the basis of our faith. I mean, Jesus comes to earth, yeah. and fundamentally, he reveals that we're fundamentally loved, that God has made us in his image and likeness, and it is his very nature to love. I think some of the times that we think about love in human capacities. And oftentimes, unfortunately, tragically, people have used the word love and, in fact, taken advantage of people or manipulated people. But God's love is profoundly different. And that's why I think your favorite topic is the Holy Spirit, as is mine. So when Paul says in Romans that the love of God is poured forth into our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit, does that remind us that this isn't a cognitive exercise? It's not something that, okay, I just need to think about this. It's rather allowing the presence of God to reveal the love to us. And I think that that's what Jesus and the Spirit do, is that they reveal to us a God in heaven who loves us, who doesn't choose or decide to love us, but it's by his very nature. The Scripture tells us that God is love. It's his nature. And he can do nothing but love.
Father, is there anything that I can do to understand that better? Can I ask for help if I don't appreciate
absolutely.
That fact?
Absolutely. I think it's one of the things that the Lord invites us to do, one the Spirit wants to do, is reveal the love to us more. So a couple of things. Recognize that our understanding and our experience of love isn't perfect, and ask the Lord to reveal that to us more perfectly. Ask the Lord to take away obstacles that inhibit that. Sometimes sin inhibits our ability to experience the Lord's love. It changes his love for us. But it changes our ability to experience that. Fear, apprehension, anxiety, all these things. So we just go before the Lord and say, Lord, take whatever in my life that inhibits your love away so that I can know and experience your love. That's just a great beginning. One of the books I wrote, at the end of it, I talked about the Lord's love. And a student said to me, they said, that's it? I mean, you're going to end with God's love? I said, yeah, that's what I'm going to start with too, you know.
Wow.
And it really comes back to that reality that we are loved.
You know, Father, this is, and I mentioned that the Holy Spirit is one of my favorite topics, is because I'm a cradle Catholic, but I have not, I spent most of my life really not understanding or speaking to the Holy Spirit. Talk about, if you could, the fact that we receive the Holy Spirit the first time when we're baptized, and we have his gifts, but they don't necessarily become active until we cooperate with him. Am I right there by saying that?
No. Yeah, that's well put. The baptism, we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, but those gifts need to be animated.
Okay.
A Dominican professor in Rome speaks of it like sails. They're sails on a ship, and the Holy Spirit is blowing. The wind is blowing, but those sails need to be lifted up so it's able to move the ship, and you and I are the ship. So I love what the Catechism says. The Catechism says that the Holy Spirit, the gift of the Holy Spirit, make us docile to the Holy Spirit. And that's really desire of my heart, is the docility that allows me to go back to the first image, to be blown wherever the Spirit of God wants to take me. So when we animate those gifts, right, those gifts are animated through numerous things, through the going to the Eucharist. You know, every time we receive the Eucharist is saturated by the presence of the Holy Spirit.
Wow.
And we go to the Holy Spirit, we ask before, even before we go to Mass, right? We ask, Lord, open my ears, open my heart, allow my spirit, my soul to be consumed by you in the Eucharist. We do that by going to confession. We do that also by works of mercy, by spending some time in the soup kitchen or in the food bank or reaching out to shut-ins or something like that. Anything that avails us to grace is animated by the Holy Spirit, that we can't do that by ourselves or by our own effort.
Father, we had a discussion at Bible study the other night, and we were talking about three simple words, come Holy Spirit, and many of us pray those words, but I'm of the belief that when we pray those words, we don't necessarily expect the Holy Spirit to get to work. I mean, it really is that simple sometimes, isn't it, to say, come Holy Spirit, and then sit back and let him do something.
It is. It's really...
Wow.
Just the reason you said it, it's really the prayer of my heart. I don't know how many times I pray that a day. But for a couple of reasons. One, it just helps me to be aware of the Spirit of God. That I speak of the Holy Spirit being the forgotten person of the Trinity.
Yeah.
And I love Bishop Sam Jacobs, who's down in the home of Louisiana. He says that we need to think of the Holy Spirit in by way of relationship. We can have this idea of a relationship with Jesus or a relationship with the Father, and yet an idea of a relationship with the Holy Spirit is often foreign to us. And that's a good thing for us to remember, that the Spirit wants to be a part of our day. The Spirit wants to be a part of the individuals that are married. I love what the Catechism says. The Holy Spirit is ever available to those who call upon Him, for those who are married. That grace, you know, in the midst of struggle, which every family has, and impatience and problems, the Holy Spirit is ever available for those who call upon Him. And I think we need to become in the habit. When you're driving, I'm in Washington, D.C. right now, and they need to leave in just a few minutes, and I'm already beginning to prepare myself for Washington, D.C. traffic.
And it's
come Holy Spirit. That this is not going to rob my peace, you know?
Right.
Your work today or that colleague that's going to drive you crazy is not going to rob your peace.
Wow.
To the degree that we allow the Holy Spirit to really animate us.
That is so powerful. And Father, I would love to explore this more. We have about 3 minutes left in the segment. This is such a rich topic. I want to ask you briefly if you could. So I pray, come Holy Spirit. I'm trying to make a decision. I'm trying to deal with a difficult person. I'm trying to overcome my anxiety, whatever it is. I get an idea in my head. How do I know that that idea is not from me, but that it's from the Holy Spirit? Is there a way to tell that?
Well, a couple things. There's some very obvious ones. We make sure that it's consistent with the teaching of the church. We make sure it's consistent with Scripture, all those things.
Right.
So those are obvious. Ultimately, I think we discern by fruit. When you take a look at Galatians, Paul compares the fruits of the flesh, right? The works of the flesh and the works of the Spirit. And he says the works of the Spirit are going to bring peace, joy, happiness, love. So if whatever it is that's going in our heart, whatever it is that comes to your mind, produces, brings forth fruit such as that we can be pretty confident that it's the Spirit of God. But if it causes a greater anxiety, if it causes a nervousness, if it causes a fear, we can be pretty sure that that's not of the Lord.
Okay. Wow. That's good advice, and it's simple, but I think it's important that we recognize that.
Honestly, Gary, what I think is so important is that I will have people come to me and they say, you know, Father, I'm not sure if I'm growing or spiritualized. There's not a dipstick that we can check, you know, or am I growing. We grow in the spiritual life by the fruits of the Spirit.
Yeah.
Jesus tells us in Matthew, we are going to be known by our fruit. So, what kind of fruit? And I think that's a challenging question for us this morning. You know, people are watching us, and what kind of fruit do they see in our life? And that tells us something about our relationship with God.
Powerful stuff. Father Dave Pavanka, find him online at thewildgooseisloose.com. Father, I'd love to talk more. Hopefully, maybe someday. I know you're very busy. I'd love to get you back on the show. Can you leave us with a brief blessing?
Sure. Jesus, your spirit continues to animate our life. It brings order in the midst of chaos, peace, and hope in the midst of despair. I pray your Holy Spirit would bless all the listeners, that they would know your love, your presence, and your peace. May Almighty God bless them, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Father Dave, thank you so much for joining us. Safe travels. Be careful in that traffic out there.
Yes. Thank you. Pray for me. God bless you.
I will. See you. That was Father Dave Pavanka. Good stuff, Dave Parker.
Yeah, with the, I was stationed down there, and I retired in D.C. Oh,
yeah, he needs prayers.
We're praying for you. I'm praying for you. I've been there.
You bet.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Oh, man. So don't forget to check him out online, thewildgooseisloose.com. He has some really good stuff. We're going to try to get him on again to talk about the Holy Spirit. When we come back, it's time for the Be Not Afraid Bible Verse. Stay tuned.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Theodore Geisel's art teacher told him he couldn't draw, and publisher said he couldn't write. His Dartmouth College fraternity voted him least likely to succeed. But as a student at Oxford University in England, he received one sentence of praise, which was enough to motivate him to continue his dream of becoming a writer and educator. That sentence was uttered during a class when Geisel drew a cow with wings, an acrobat's body, and a mischievous expression. Helen Palmer, a doctoral student in English literature, told him, "That's a very fine flying cow." Well, Geisel is now better known as best-selling children's author Dr. Seuss, and he wound up marrying his encourager, Helen Palmer. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Holly Hill Health Foods, a family-owned business for over 25 years, located at 1200 Welsh Road, North Wales, PA. They offer a large selection of vitamins, minerals, herbs, formulas, and three nutritionists to serve you. Call them at 215-361-7770 or visit their website at www.hollyhillhealth.com.
What's a good prescription for an awesome start to your day? A strong cup of coffee, Gary Zimak, and Spirit in the Morning.
Welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. The time is 7:54. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Gary Zimak. Okay, we pride ourselves here on the program in bringing you some of the top brand new Christian hits of the day. That was not one of them. Actually, that song, that's by Twyla Paris. The name of the song is God is in Control. That goes way back to 1993. But I wanted to feature it on the show because I want you to remember that message. And I need to remember that message as well. I'm not in control. God is in control. Keep that in mind today as you're dealing with traffic, as you're dealing with people, maybe you have medical issues, whatever it may be. God's in control. He's got this. Now, that leads us into the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. This comes from Luke 11:9. This is a quote from Jesus. So, you should pay attention because this is really important. God is in control, right? From Jesus, he says this, "And I tell you, ask and it will be given you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you." We've heard that so many times, but we often forget to ask. Does that mean that anytime you ask the Lord for something, you'll get what you want? No, you'll get what you need. Why? Because God is in control. It's a simple message, but one that we forget so many times. But you have to ask. We had Kathleen McCarthy on the show a few days ago. One of the things that she emphasized, and I totally believe this, is if you don't ask, you're probably not going to receive, right, Dave?
Exactly. And we get what we need. And God doesn't give us everything we ask for because it's not good for us.
That's right.
But we have to come to realize
that. I've said this before, though. I think God just gives me things to laugh at me about.
Well, that's why we're here for you, Frank. That's why he sent me and Parker.
And you do fulfill that. You know, we laugh a lot, right?
It's not that funny. Come on. Well, anyway, it was a good show today, wasn't it?
Yeah, very good show.
Father Dave was spot on. And, you know,
exactly.
On the way up, I had all these questions from the book that I was going to ask him, but I couldn't shake that thought. Ask him about the fact that God loves me, because he talks about that in his video series, the Wild Goose is Loose.
Yeah,
I couldn't shake that because it's one of those things that we could brush off. We could say, yeah, of course God loves me. But that's the answer to everything. When you're struggling, when you're maybe sick, when you got laid off from your job, if you go back to the fact that, wait a minute, God loves me, therefore, something good can come out of this.
Yes.
It's going to change the way you look at everything.
And it might have been painful. We all go through painful experiences. I know you did, Gary, and I've gone, and Frank. We all do. But on the other end, I mean, we have to believe that maybe that, and look back at it, that was a good thing. You know,
when
a challenge
like
does, it does not
exactly.
Yeah, we do not feel good at the time. But if you just believe and you cling to the Lord, you'll get through it.
That's the key.
Can I say one more thing? Well, yeah. I think all of our parishes have formed. You know that I'm in for the parishes out there that don't have them. I highly encourage you to, sign on. However that works. But I know at St. Francis Cabrini we have, and Audrey Wilson is basically just saying go look at that series, and that series,
The Wild Goose is Loose.
Yeah.
Yep. Good stuff.
So, and I know Frank talks about it. Gary talks about it.
And we're gonna. We're going to explore the idea of possibly bringing an audio version of that to Holy Spirit Radio. We'll see what we can do.
Yeah, the Holy Spirit put that on my heart.
That's very good. And I think it's so important that, and again, every time I say this, it sounds almost a little silly because this is Holy Spirit Radio. But I think we need to understand the Holy Spirit more, and we don't understand it because he's so powerful. Mm-hmm. And as Father Dave said, you pray that prayer, come Holy Spirit. He's going to respond to that.
Mm-hmm.
So we should expect him to respond.
And Be Not Afraid that's my... In the top two, three, four of my verses,
yeah,
I love that. I always went to that. I always went to that when I felt like I was in trouble or I needed God's assistance.
Exactly right. You know? And that's what the Lord said. He said, go ahead and ask. So there you go. You've got that invitation from Jesus himself to ask for what you need. And come Holy Spirit, that's a great prayer. That's a great thing to ask for, the Holy Spirit to become active in your life. Well, we are just about out of time. We bring another week of Spirit in the Morning to a close. It's been great being with you here. We invite you to visit us online at spiritinthemorning.com. You can listen to the podcast. You can check out all of the links for the guests that we have on the show. Please do me a favor. Tell your friends about Spirit in the Morning and about Holy Spirit Radio. This is not the only good show on Holy Spirit Radio. We have tons of great Catholic programming. So we hope you'll
And the best of tomorrow, Saturday at noon.
That's exactly right. All right, I'm going to hear my music in just a minute. But we want to thank you again. And remember, wherever you go today, whatever you do, the Lord is with you. Just turn around and ask for what you need. See you next time.
God bless.
This show is produced with love by Holy Spirit Radio, inspired by the Holy Spirit, communicating hope.